Have you followed Yo Soy on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter? Well, what are you waiting for? Go to Yo Soy Podcast on any of these platforms and follow us. You can help spread the word about the podcast by posting about this episode. And then while you're at it, don't forget to tag us. Thank you so much for spreading the word. And now, enjoy the episode. Welcome to Yo Soy. So this week we're sitting down with Carlos Trey Salazar. He's a photographer in the Austin community and just for some fantastic work that he does through his art. And so I was able to sit down with him and talk about his photography and his work that he has done. And so without further ado, I hope you enjoy this episode. I have a guest here with me, Carlos Trey Salazar. He is a photographer here in Austin, and his work is, I'm just so happy to and honored to kind of really be chatting with you because I love your work.
Awesome. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Of course. And so, Carlos, or Trey.
Yes.
How did you, because your photography is Trey
S Photo Studio.
Right.
Yeah. So, the way I came up with Trey is, if you Google my name, Carlos Salazar, you're going to come up with a lot of LA photographers that shoot women on cars.
Really?
Yeah. And so...
you didn't go down that path?
I did not go down that path. So my nickname is Trey. And the reason my nickname is Trey is because when I was growing up, I was the third. Carlos Salazar the third, and my family would call me Trey, like tres.
So, wow. Trey, yeah. Nice. And so is your family, you mentioned you're Mexican?
Yes. On my dad's side... they're Mexican Spanish, and on my mom's side, they're Mexican. Yeah.
So have you lived in the United States the whole time, grew up here in Austin? How long have you been here?
I've been in Austin probably for about, I'm going to say, 18 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and my family was from here. My dad actually worked at a naval base in Beeville, Texas, which is South Texas, and that's kind of where we settled because that's where he was. He was in the Army.
Wow. And so you've seen Austin.
Oh, yeah.
Change.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to say anything bad or good, but, you know, it's gotten bigger and
right.
Crowded.
I'm sure. And so let's talk a little bit about your work.
Okay.
Like you are a photographer, and how would you describe, like, your style, your work in general, people who are listening?
So what's funny is I shoot mostly male subjects. I call it fashion portraiture just because that's kind of how I was taught. I went to school for photography. So the way I went to school for photography is I used to actually be in retail management for a long, long time. When the economy went really bad, I had this really nice camera and I thought, you know what, I'm going to go to school and learn how to take pictures like for real. Like yeah. Just... I got a severance package, and I was like, I'm just going to take a class and learn how to... Because I always liked photography.
Right.
So when I took this class, at the end of the semester, I ended up winning a lot of awards for my pictures. And I was like, well, why am I not doing this? You know, what's stopping me? And so luckily, I had a couple of friends that were already professional photographers, and I showed them my work, and I was just, you know, look, what do you think? Is it up to par? Do you think I'm good? Am I just, you know, fooling myself?
Right.
You know, I mean, it's a scary industry to be in just because you're your own boss. You have to make your own money. There's no, like, constant. It's,
right.
You know, so...
It's a like, hustle. It's a life of hustling.
It is. I mean, and luckily I have the personality for it, but it is. It's not as easy as it looks.
Right.
And they said, yeah, your work is great. And they were like, what do you want to do? I was like, I just want to make money. Like, I need to figure out how to make this into something that I can make money off of. And they're like, well, would you do weddings? And I was, well, I've never done it before, so I'll try. So my friend Nathan took me under his wing, and I went to a couple of weddings with him and shot with him, and I ended up liking them a lot. So the first 2 years of my work was mostly weddings.
Weddings, wow.
Yeah, and it's a different beast, and it takes a certain person to be able to do weddings, but I enjoyed it. I did. And while I was doing weddings, I was still trying to figure out what kind of inspired me.
Right.
Because I mean, weddings are fun, but it's not like. Right. An artistic expression because you get there and you have no control over anything. You're just there and you're taking pictures as it goes. You can't say stop.
You're right. You imagine?
Yeah, no, you can't.
Wait, hold up.
Let's stop this here. Can you guys kiss again?
Let's do this one more time.
exactly. You can't do that. So I decided to take another class, and I took a portraiture class. Mm-hmm. And in that class, you have to bring subjects to take pictures of. Well, I could never find any girls to come and do pictures because girls, unlike men, like they have to have a makeup artist, they have to have a hair person, you know, they have to have a stylist. Like it's a big production to shoot females, and it shows in people's pictures of females that are really good because I mean you need wardrobe, you need hair and makeup there,
right?
It's just a lot of stuff to do,
right?
So I had some male friends that were like, well, I'll shoot with you. And I was like, are you sure? And they're like, yeah. So I was like, okay. So I had my male friends come in, and that's how I would practice in class.
Wow.
And it kind of just grew into that. And when I was showing my friends the pictures, they're like, well, that should be your niche. That should be what you shoot is guys, because you do such a good job at it. That's what you learn. You might as well try and do that.
Right.
And so I never thought of it like that. And so I was like, yeah, you're right. You know, like, there's only really a handful of really, really, really good male photographers, and I wanted to be one of those.
Right.
You know, and so I was like, there's space in that realm to do that. I mean, and honestly, you look at the Instagram at professional photographers, you look anywhere, and they all shoot pictures of women.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Which is great. And men are always usually the accessory.
Right. No, 100%.
So, and when I was talking to other photographers, they were like, yeah, I really don't know how to shoot males, but, you know, if I have to, I do it. I'm used to shooting females. Yeah, and it's just I figured that would be my niche. That would be what I do. So I kind of chilled out on the weddings, and I just started grabbing friends that, you know, were good looking or wanted to take pictures, just to kind of build that up, because in my mind I was like, okay, people, it's just like advertising. People respond to good-looking people.
Right.
You know, that's what they want to attain to. And in no means am I saying that I'm, like, the best-looking guy, because I know I'm not. But but I wouldn't put myself to advertise, because that's – you want to put out your product. And, you know, it's just like anything. If someone's trying to advertise ice cream, they're not going to put out a shitty bowl of ice cream.
Right. That's going to look like crap. Even taking pictures of –
food, yeah. It has to be the best. It has to be beautiful, and it has to make people want that.
Right.
So that's why whenever I advertise or whenever on Instagram, it's, you know, these really good looking guys. That's what people respond to.
Right.
And I do. I get a lot of my clients from Instagram, and I get guys that are like, "Well, I don't look like your models," and I'm like, "Well, they get paid to look like that." Like.
Right, and if a lot of people, paid, right, yeah. If people, you got paid to like, go to the gym regularly, and like, girl, I could do that too.
Yeah, okay? I would look like that too. Yeah, pay me, you know, if that was my job, but it's not. So exactly. I tell people, like, no, like, I shoot everybody. Like, I have no qualms about shooting somebody that doesn't look like one of my models.
Right.
I just tell them, my job is to make you look your best, and I can do that in a very, very good way. So that's how I kind of explain it. I'm like, you know, again, you're not going to respond to something that you don't want to attain to, or you don't find attractive, because I want everybody to look attractive. I want everybody to look their best.
Oh, yeah. So. And you also add, though, to your pictures, that this our artistic flair to, I mean, some of the, photos up on your wall right now are very artistic. And where does that come? What has motivated you to throw that in as well?
So a lot of the guys that I shoot, we usually become friends during the shoot. I'm very easygoing during a shoot. It's always a good time. Like, I want to make sure that everybody has a good time. So usually after we shoot, I'll tell them, like, hey, you know, if I think of something that's cool, or if I have a project or something that I want to work on, would you be interested in doing it? And they're always like, yeah, definitely. Just call me and I'll come. And I'm like, yeah, definitely. It'll just be that shot. We'll do it. One of my favorite stories that I did was I wanted to do this glitter type shoot. And it came into my mind because I was shooting another guy who found my confetti glitter, and he was like, oh, this would be really cool if you like threw it up in the air and like took a picture of it. And I was like, yeah, let's try it, you know? And the picture came out great. And so I came up with this idea, is like, what if I do like, you know, 18 different guys and like have like spray them with water and then put the glitter all over their body where it sticks on them and just do pictures like that. And we did it, and it looked amazing. And I was like, man, like, had I not, you know, been open
Right. To those experiences.
I wouldn't have thought about it.
Yeah.
Another thing, I just remember watching, like, the powder runs and everything, and I used to think, oh, that's so dirty. I can just imagine, right. like, blowing my nose.
Yes. And, right there with you.
Yeah, yeah. And but then I was like, wouldn't that be cool if, like, I did different colors and, like, I put powder all over their bodies? And, I mean, I draw my inspirations from other photographers, too. And I remember seeing this one picture of this dancer, and he was just jumping in the air, and there was powder everywhere. And I was like, so how can I make this my own? Like, how can right. I
put
take
your
that
twist
inspiration and do yeah. it? And so what I thought was, well, I'll get a bunch of different bright colors because I love color, and I'll just put them on the guys and just do portraits of them with a single color. And so I did a series of pictures like that. And it's good to do stuff like that because it does become monotonous when you do the kind of the same things
whether
over
you're
and
doing
over
weddings
again.
For years
weddings
or you're
or,
doing whatever yeah.
yeah headshots school portraits for you know it's just
right
it you have to do that kind of stuff to kind of make sure that your brain is still
and how is what would you say how would you describe the industry of photography you said you found your niche right of what right. Is there a lot of there's not a lot of other male photographers out there or
well there are it's just I always tell people especially like new photographers that'll come to me and ask me questions of like, how did you do it? You know, how did you get so many followers? How do you shoot like that? And I tell people like, everybody has a different eye. It doesn't matter. Right. And you have to find it and you have to like hone in on it and just keep on practicing. I mean, honestly, till this day, I still take at least 3 to 4 pictures of different clients, 4 clients a week. Because I have to stay on it. I mean, you have to keep on practicing. You have to keep on finding how you want your look to look. So, like, I tell people, someone will see my pictures, and they might think it looks like crap. That's fine. Everybody has a different way of seeing things. Someone may look at someone else's pictures and think they're the best pictures in the world, while I think they're, like, the ugliest, right. raunchiest pictures ever right. done. But everybody has a different way of looking at things and I accept that and I know that and I try to tell people like you may think your work isn't as good as mine but someone out there thinks that your work is good better than mine
right
so just keep on doing you're gonna find your client you just have to keep on practicing and finding your eye because there is someone out there that will want to work with you there is someone that is gonna like your pictures
and I think there's a good life lesson there even in that of like know your eye like in order to be successful in something you have to be confident in finding your style, yourself, right?
Yeah, within definitely. That work. You do. And once you do it, then it doesn't feel like work. And you're doing right. what you want to do and you love what you're doing. So, yeah, I mean, again, like the industry here in Austin, there are so many photographers. And that's great. It's just you have to, like, hone in on your specialty, hone in on what you're doing. And, yeah, take inspiration from everybody. You know, if you see a picture online that you – freaking love and you're like I want to try and do that try and do it like challenge yourself don't think that you're copying someone else's work you're learning
right
you know
I have you now you can save those pictures on Instagram so I have like a little folder that says inspiration I'm not even joking like yeah. pictures that I love that I'm like oh man I can see you know something yeah. like that that's
see and I'm opposite too like I think imitation is flattery like I get Instagram messages from kids that will message me, and I say kids because I'm 42 years old, so mm-hmm. obviously I don't mean little kids. I mean like in their 30s or 20s. Like, so I get messages. They're like, "Oh my god, I tried to do what you did, and it didn't come out right. I don't know what I'm doing wrong." And I'll be like, "Okay, well, what questions do you have? Like, I can help you." Like, I'm not the type of person to kind of close myself off and be like, "Well, no, that's how I do it. That's my work." You know, I don't do that. I like helping other people because. Their picture's not going to look like mine no matter what because they see things differently. But I am going to help. I'm not going to be a jerk and be like, no, sorry.
Right.
You don't get it.
Right.
And like yesterday we were doing a Instagram live for Box Menswear because I do their stuff here right. in the States. And I had somebody ask during the live, hey, what is your f-stop at? What is your shutter speed at? What is your lighting at? And I was like, oh, okay, well, hold on a second. Let me check, you know?
Yeah.
I'm not going to like say no. You
right,
know?
Right, right.
Because I want people to learn. I want people to embrace it and do what they want to do. Yeah. And it helps me, too. Like, I'd rather have a huge group of friend photographers because then, let's say something comes up and they can't do it, well, they can call me and maybe I can do it.
That's a great
Or vice point. Versa. Yeah. You know, I don't want to close myself off. Like, and there's a lot of photographers that are like that are very...
their work, their themselves. Work,
my models, no. Don't right. call me, don't do this.
Really?
And I'm like, yeah, and I'm just like, no, like, you gotta, like, be cool. But I think also it's my age, too. I think I'm just more chill. I'm not as crazy anymore like I used to be.
No, I mean, there are crazy people even young, so, and old and everywhere in between. So, no, and I think it speaks volumes of, like, when you're good at something and you're willing to have that heart to open up to other people, it speaks volumes of your character, and, you know, I think that's awesome.
Well, I appreciate that. And I have done several seminars before, and I do have friends ask me, like, you're giving away your secrets. I was like, there's no secret. I like, it's everything is the same. I mean, if someone comes out with something brand new, I would, like, be shocked, because everything's been done. Like,
right.
Photography's been around a long time. If you do something new, you're a genius, right. Because it's not going to happen. I mean, there's still going to be somebody somewhere doing the same thing, or it's already been done.
Right, right.
There's no...
And all it is, really, even the things that have been done, it's that person's perspective or perception of that thing.
Exactly. You know? It's still going to be different, but it's...
And even in history, I mean, I studied art history. I love art history,
yes.
And because that's the history nerd, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Through the art. And it's... Everything has been done. Like, even... You go back for years and hundreds of years.
Cavemen.
Right. Cavemen made pictures move.
Shoot.
Right.
Yeah. And they made glitter.
Right.
Yes.
And you're like, wow, that's awesome. Like, it was done.
Yeah, it's been done. Seriously, you can go back. I promise it's been done. Yeah. But it's just, again, that's where you follow your artistic eye and you just shoot the way that you want it to look, not how you think it should look.
Right.
Or how the picture was. Well, the picture's just like that. I want it to look exactly. No, do it. Interpreted in your
way, yeah.
Yeah, and you'll get it, I promise.
What would be your one piece of advice for someone who, and I'm asking this because I'm going to try to start doing this, so my personal question is, what would you give your biggest piece of advice to someone who is starting in?
I would say, you know, first, find out what you like to shoot. Because in your head, you may be saying, oh, I really, really want to shoot food. But then you start shooting food and you hate it.
Mm-hmm.
So then you got to try something else. Okay, well, I want to shoot. I love photography. Maybe I can start shooting little kids. You start shooting kids, you hate kids.
Right.
I'm saying that because I hate kids.
Really?
Just kidding. No. It was just, they're hard. Kids are hard.
Right.
Pets are hard. But some people love it.
Right.
So you have to find all these different avenues and just start taking pictures of everything. And then something will click where, like, oh my God, I love taking pictures of trees.
Right.
I love taking pictures. I take the best freaking pictures of trees.
Mm-hmm.
And there's something out there for that. You could take the best pictures of trees and sell to a hotel, you know, thousands of dollars, your portraits of trees, and they'll buy it.
Right.
You know, so there's something out there for everybody. Or you love taking pictures of snails. You know what I mean? You just have to take pictures of everything until you find out what you really like. Because even, like, you know, I have... guys that come up to me like, oh, I want to be a male photographer. I love it. I love it. I love it. And then they do it and they're like, oh my God, that was really hard.
Right.
And I'm like, well, if you really want it, try it again. Maybe this is the first time, you got to try it. And they try it again. And they're like, no,
this is hard.
I don't like this.
Yeah.
Guys are just as bad as girls.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, like, that's what I tell people. Like, you have to, like, keep on going, because you may think you hate weddings, but then you're going to do a wedding
and you freaking love it.
Right. And you're like, oh my God, I just made $4,000 for one day.
Right. Wow.
You know what I mean?
That's awesome.
And
yeah.
You do. And you're just like, well, shit, why am I not doing this for my life?
Right.
You know, that's what I tell people is, you got to get your camera, you just got to shoot everything. Anytime you feel inspired, take a shot.
Yeah.
It may be something that you like.
And you can start seeing your... I was taking some pictures. I went to Mexico City for a week, and I started taking a lot of pictures throughout the whole thing. And then my friend who... is a photographer, he does really good. He was like, oh, I see you have, like,
good eye.
A style here.
Yeah.
Like, you always go off. And I'm like, oh, yeah. That's what I was thinking. But I don't know.
No,
you know,
yeah.
But you're right. Going to the point of do it.
Just do it.
Just don't.
And you're going to see your style come out. And you're going to be like, oh, wow, I do shoot like that.
Right. And that was the first time I was told. I was like, great. Thank you. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
That's awesome. Well, and then my other question too, I mean, not only are you in that niche market or working those, how is it being Latino too? Like, you know, how many Latino photographers?
There's not a lot. I mean, again, I think probably where we're at, here in Austin, there's a few. I mean, I know a couple of Latino photographers. It does make it easier to get a more eclectic clientele.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right?
And I mean, I love when I get Hispanic clients because like we can talk about like just stuff that we have all in common, like our overbearing mothers,
right?
Our crazy
our food, yeah, or our la food. Chancla,
yes,
or
exactly. Just all or of your us nieces and nephews that you want to like, right. Yeah. And they know, like I'll tell them, like, hey, my family's coming this weekend, and they're like, ooh, because they know it's gonna be all 50 of them that are gonna come and visit,
right,
you know.
Right, uh-huh.
But then when I'm telling, you know, Valio, they're like, what? Like, it's they come and stay here? Uh-huh. What? They don't stay at a hotel? I'm like,
girl,
no,
you imagine?
Don't. Yeah, like my mom would kill me. And they don't ask, you know, they just show up. So anyway, right. There's always like, again, there's always like a connection when I do work with more Latino or
right.
Hispanic clients because you just, they know.
Everybody right.
knows, you know. I don't have to explain it. I just, right. I just say,
you are.
Yeah. And it's always so funny because when I'm doing photo shoots, it never fails. It could be at 8 o'clock at night. It could be at 10 o'clock in the morning. My mom will call. And I always tell them, like, look, guys, I'm going to get a phone call either from my mom, my sister, my aunt. My brother, someone's gonna call. I'm just letting you know right now. And sure enough, somebody calls. You know, did you watch Big Brother last night? Yes, I did.
Girl.
Okay, I'll call you later. I'm in the middle of a shoot. Why didn't you answer the phone last night? I tried calling you because we were at the movies and we got out at 11. I'm sorry. I'll call you tomorrow morning. So, yeah, you know how it is.
Oh, I'm like laughing because I'm like, oh, girl.
Yeah. Jesus,
I hear you.
Yeah,
I hear
that's you. It. That's how it works. That's how it works.
I'm usually the one who's calling that.
Yeah, there you go. You see, what's the tea? What's going on, mom?
Hey,
I heard that. I heard there was a fight.
Uh huh. Dígame.
Yeah.
I saw you in the WhatsApp group.
Yeah. That's hilarious. That is so hilarious.
You have to. What are some of your favorite models that you've worked with?
I always tell each of them they're my favorite, so I know.
So this is the toughest question he's ever heard. Of?
No.
All of you.
I have a specific. I like working with models and clients that are comfortable in their own skin, because it's really hard to get in front of a camera.
Oh, yeah.
And I mean, I hate taking pictures. I will not get in front of a camera if you kill me. And, like, they always want to take selfies with me. I'm like, get that phone away from me. I don't want to be in the picture. I just don't like taking pictures. So, like, uh-huh. I understand how it is for them when they're in front of the camera, but whenever I get somebody that's super comfortable, you can just tell them their body language. You know, they're relaxed. They move around. Like when I tell them what to do, they know what to do. You can tell they're not like a deer in headlights.
So right.
Those are the kind of clients I love working with because it just makes my job easy.
Right.
I mean, and sometimes I get clients off the street that pay me to do shoots and they've never been in front of a camera before and they're great. And I'm like, holy crap. Like, we just shot for an hour and we got everything.
Right. You
know? And they're like, really? That's it? I'm like, we got 30 pictures. How many more do you want? You know, like this, you know, so I'm like, we're done. Like, and then I get other clients or models that are brand new and they're just like stiff as a board. And
right,
you're just
right,
like,
right.
have to, I go up there and I kind of shake them up.
Right,
like,
right.
You know, loosen up, dude. Let's go. Come on. We can do it. We can do it. Just listen to the music. You know, and again, I'm not typical in the way that I shoot. I shoot very slow and methodic. There's other photographers that shoot very fast.
Right,
and just keep on moving. Keep on moving. I don't do that. I'm like, okay, we got it. Let's move on.
Yeah.
But yeah, so if I could name somebody right now, one of my favorite guys to work with is probably Keith Liu and Kevin Mize. And they're both on my Instagram if you want to find them.
Awesome.
But yeah, those two are my favorite to work with just because of the fact that they're very comfortable in front of the camera. They're fun to work with. We laugh. We have, you know, we can talk and we get the pictures. And then I'm like, okay, get the hell out of my house. You know, so yeah, they're funny guys that I really like to work
That's
with.
That's awesome. And where do you meet most of your model? Is it like on Instagram? Like you get your clients online or?
So most of my clients and most of the people that work with me, I do get me online. It'll either be they message me or I message them. One of my lessons that I also tell photographers and models is like, when you reach out to me, you know, I charge.
Right.
You know, you want my work, I charge. You know, if I reach out to a model that I want to do a project with, I expect them to charge me because I'm wanting them for something that I want.
Right.
So, you know, there's, I always, I don't like when people just assume everything's for free.
Right.
Because, you know, we got to eat.
Right.
I got to pay that's for time. Stuff. That's time.
And this is not, yeah, if you looked at your place right now, there's a lot of things that are required to do the work that you're able, you know, able correct. To do.
Well, even with models. So that's why I always tell them, like, you know, photographers and models, if someone contacts you, they want you. So you charge them for your time, you right. know? But if it's something that's mutual that you feel, okay, cool, like, I really want to work with this guy, I think I could add to his portfolio, and then I'm like, oh, I really want to work with this guy, I think I can add. Well, then you can come up with some sort of deal agreement, where it's like, right. yeah, well, then on your Instagram, you have 25,000 followers, just link me and do right. that'll be enough. You know what I mean?
Right.
So there's always room for interpretation, but, like, I just, especially when getting started, you know, if you want to get the best people to shoot when you first start, so it makes it easier for your job, you know, just expect to pay. You right. know, you want to pay them, you know. I didn't start off with the best people because I didn't have money to pay.
Right.
You know, I started off with friends, and I started off with, you know, friends of friends where I'm like, hey, you know, your friend is really good looking. Do you think he'd want to shoot with me? Oh, well, I'll ask. You know, he's never done it, you know. And so it was just a very give and take type yeah. situation, which helps with practicing too. But, like, if you want to get somebody that has the experience or has, you know, the look that you're looking for, then always say you're going to pay, or, you know, ask them if they need anything in return, because, I mean, it's everybody's time.
Right. No, 100%.
Yeah.
So where do you see yourself going? Because you've been doing this now for how many years?
So I've probably been doing this for, I'm going to say, 6 years. I had 1 year off, and then I got back into it. But yeah, I've been doing it for about 6 years. I mean, my end goal, honestly, is just to make enough to live. Like, I don't need to be, like, the richest person in the world. Right. I don't need to be living, you know, in a mansion in LA. I just want to take pictures and pay my bills.
Right.
That's it. And I know it's very, like, arty to say, but, like, you know.
You're getting paid for something you love to do.
Yeah.
And I think that's...
And I don't want to stress out. Like, that's the whole reason I left, like, retail, is it's stressy. You know, right. I didn't like, you know, being stressed out. I want to just have fun, do my job, make great pictures, and get a paycheck. And,
right.
you know, pay my bills at the end of the month.
Yeah.
That's it. And I've gotten offers, like, with Boxman, Box, they offered me to go to Thailand to do a photo shoot. And I was like, no, I'm not going to Thailand. I'm not going to eat chicken feet. I'm not going right. to do that. Like, I need to go into the... W at in Spain. You know what I mean?
I need to be glamping.
Yeah, you know? Exactly. I can't be in the jungle. Yes. I can't, you know. But I don't want to stress out about it, and to me it's not worth it.
Right,
you know,
right.
It's not worth to be stressed out over that. Even though it's, you know, a good opportunity, it's not something I want to do. And that's the whole reason I got into this, because I don't want to do stuff I don't want to do.
Right.
You know, and I tell them, like, look, if you ever want me to go to Paris and do a shoot, I'm there.
I'm right.
I have my passport. Let's go.
Well, yeah.
Buy me the ticket. First class only.
Mm-hmm. You hear that?
Yeah.
Paris.
Yeah.
You can do some outdoor shots in Paris, Box.
I can. By the Eiffel Tower. But I don't want to be in a jungle. I don't want to be, you know. I can't do it. I'm too
shoot
old for
in
it.
Thailand. Why? That's fascinating.
I mean, it would be neat, but like I said, I would need, like three assistants, like somebody holding an umbrella, like, you know, like a spritzer, someone with, like, a palm leaf. I don't know.
Mosquito bug spray the whole time.
Exactly. And I told them too, I'd probably end up wearing, like, those long netted, like, dresses. Like,
don't touch me.
Yeah, exactly. It just doesn't sound fun to me, and I know a lot of people are going to give me shit for that, but it doesn't. It doesn't sound fun to me. I'm sorry.
We all have our, like...
Yeah.
Some people would love to just be outdoor. My sister is like that. And I'm like, we're going to go camping. I'm like,
okay.
Is there air conditioning?
Yeah, exactly. Can we just meet you at the campsite?
I'll meet you afterwards for dinner.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Like on the road.
It's too much. It's too much.
The only thing I like kayaking. That's, I think,
okay, cool.
The only thing that I'm like, yeah, I'm
I
Butch.
Can do it.
I can do kayaking. You know?
That's funny.
That's me.
Exactly. But no, like I said, I just want to be comfortable. I mean, and I travel to LA, I travel to New York, and I do a couple of shoots here and there, but, like, I just want to be happy. That's it. That's my goal from here
on
out.
That's an artist's dream, though.
It's just to be happy, like, and do what I want to do.
Yeah.
So, you know, I say that now, and then you're going to be at Whataburger, and I'm going to be like, can I take your order, please?
Not with pictures like this, yes, girl. Look,
you
at
never know. You stop
get,
it.
Yeah, so, and if y'all, you guys, you can't see this because you're listening, but we are in his studio and it's your office, and it's just so many beautiful, you know, colorful pictures and portraits. It's just amazing. And I'm like, look, sitting here, I'm like, oh my God. So I have to share that.
Yes.
So then, last question that I have for you is, do you see the art form changing at all? Not changing, but like new things coming down the pipe. What are some things that you're seeing in the industry at all?
Well, one of the things that I'm hoping will change, which I've seen a little bit more of, is again, the stuff that I kind of specialize in is studio photography.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people nowadays, it seems like everything is natural light, outside natural light, because everybody has iPhones, everybody has, you know, so they take pictures outside. And so that's like that was really big, and it's still kind of big, where everybody shoots outside.
Right.
You know, it's, let's go shoot outside. Uh-huh. Let's get the sun going through her hair. Let's, uh-huh, you know. Uh-huh. And that's just because a lot of people use their phones, and they use those filters, and that's great. That's great. But what I'm starting to see, which I hope continues, is a lot more people going back to studio stuff.
Great.
Just because, again, it's more controlled. It looks more fashion-y. And the reason I say that is because I come from the 90s. You know, mm-hmm, I come from, like, Details Magazine. I come from, you know, all that stuff, Calvin Klein, where everything was shot in studio. And that's where I get a lot of my inspiration from, right, is those older photographers that shot film in studio. And to me, that's what I see as fashion, just because that's what I grew up with.
Right.
So, online and, you know, a lot of other designers and stuff, I'm starting to see a lot more stuff going back into the studio,
really?
Which I love.
Which is nice.
Which looks cool. It looks cool to me. It just brings me back to when I was growing up, right, in the 90s. You know, I mean, I did grow up in the 80s, but let's just say we grew up in the 90s. And that's what I remember when I noticed photography and when I noticed fashion and I noticed, like, how everybody would shoot in studio, black and white, you know, just really creative and film and everything. So
that's now that you say that, I'm, like, looking at your work. Yeah.
Yeah.
Completely.
That's what inspires me. And that's what I see kind of going back towards that now, which is good because I love doing that. And I just don't like being outside either. I mean, let's be honest. The thing about it is like, in Texas, it's so damn hot. And
it
so, like,
is.
I tell people when they call me and they're like, hey, let's do an outside shoot. I'm like, we can't. You're going to sweat your ass. Like,
right.
I can't dress you up because you're going to be sweating.
And then you're going to have to get an assistant to, like,
yes,
wipe the sweat.
Exactly.
Every
and
two...
I'm not doing that.
Uh-huh, exactly.
And so whenever it's the summertime, or like now, which is like, you know, 8 months out of the year when it's hot, I'm like, we're going to go outside and do a shoot, but we're going to do it in a pool. Or we're going to do it where you, mm-hmm, have to be wet, because,
right,
you're just going to sweat. I know you are.
That's a good point.
And people always say, well, look at these pictures. I'm like, yeah, they're in LA. It's like 69 degrees every day. Like,
they're,
yeah,
cold right now.
Yeah,
you can't tell.
You can't do that. And the humidity is like 5%.
Uh-huh.
Like, they can do pictures outside in the summer. We can't.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You know, so.
I didn't think about that.
Yeah, so I'm always like, so now everybody's all excited because it's getting cooler outside. And, you know, they're like, oh, we're going to go downtown and shoot. I'm like, yes, yeah, so they get a little bit cooler. And then we'll go, okay? We'll do it.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Do you have what website, where can people find you and reach you?
Well, most of my stuff, I post every day on my Instagram. And that's at Trey S Photo Studio. And then also my website's treyesphotostudio.com. So those are the two ways that you can kind of reach me. I'm on Facebook too, but I mean, only people my age use Facebook now.
I use Facebook.
I know, right? So yeah, so I'm on those two. I'm on Twitter also, treysalphoto. But yeah, that's where you can kind of reach me. And I work with everybody. I don't have any prejudices towards working towards anybody. I love working with all types of men. It's just, you know, a lot of the time I get paid by models to,
right,
do their
to
portfolios
take, right,
and take their pictures. So, I mean, again,
gotta,
they get
that's
paid
the work,
to look
right?
at that. Yeah. So yeah. So I take what I can get, and, I like working with everybody. So
awesome. Trey, thank you so much for sitting down. This is an absolute treat.
Sweet. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for listening to Your Soy. Now don't forget to click on the subscribe button so that you can stay up to date with every future episode. And also, special thanks to our composer of our theme music, Logan Castro, and most importantly, you, the listener. So follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Yo Soy Podcast. And remember, El amor es lo más importante en el mundo. Gracias.